Pope Benedict XVI's thoughts also turned to Iraq today. The Pope repeated his call for an end to the bloodshed in the country as he resumed his Wednesday audience with the faithful. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Joy, peace and delight were the words used by Pope Benedict to sum up his feelings about Iraq's victory in the Asian Cup, saying their soccer triumph was a sign of a nation yearning for peace, and he expressed hope their recent win would help pave the way for a future of authentic peace
in the
country. Alla vittoria
della Coppa d'Asia da parte della rappresentativa di calcio irachena.
Pope Benedict was speaking towards the end of his first weekly general audience since his vacation in Lorenzago di Cadore in northern Italy. He had arrived by helicopter from the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, where he is currently residing, to the Paul VI audience hall, where thousands of pilgrims were waiting to greet him. Among those present in the packed hall were 200 representatives from the Scout movement, who are marking their centenary on August the 1st. Events have been taking place throughout this week to celebrate this milestone, including a centenary mass of the World Scout Jamboree in Chelmsford in England, also taking place this Wednesday. Chris Foster is a Scout leader and one of the organisers of the Jamboree.
It's lovely to see young people of the day really achieving and getting their goals through scouting.
Before his message of congratulations to the Asian Cup winners, the Holy Father continued his catechesis on the founding fathers of the early church, focusing this week on St. Basil and his commitment to the poor.
St. Basil spoke eloquently of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the first fruits of eternal life, the pledge of our future inheritance, the giver of life. The Spirit enables us to recognize our human dignity as children of God, and hence our obligations to one another. St. Basil frequently exhorted the people of his day to give to the poor.
After the audience, Pope Benedict headed back to Castel Gandolfo, from where on Sunday he will recite the Angelus in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace. I'm Lydia O'Kane.